This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Live in Rosemont, it is the CDGA Golf Show, live at the Chicago Golf Show, as this is the unofficial kickoff to Chicago golf's season. Tyler Aki and Mike Gilligan, we're with you every single Saturday morning, and we're happy to be joined now in the Jersey Mike's hot seat Bubby from Good Good Golf. Good to see you, man.
Appreciate you.
Joining us here. You walk in here, and what's your impression of what you've seen from the show so far?
I mean, for me, this is an awesome full circle moment because I grew up a Chicago boy, born and raised in Palatine, and me and my dad would come here every year. Saturday,
is that right?
That's awesome.
We'd come all the time. I love this show, and obviously I've been living all around the past 5.5, 6 years, so getting to come back here and have a good booth, get to speak on stage, and my family's coming out too. It's one of the greatest things I could have asked for. I'm happy
That's
to
awesome.
Be here.
Just happy, joyous, and free, yes. And I love it, my friend.
Thank you.
You know, and it's so good to have you here. Both Miami of Ohio alums,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we had a nice night last night.
29-0.
We're going for the dirty 30.
I love it.
I love it as well. And every the naysayers, the haters out there, hey, we just win. That's all we do, right?
They got to put some respect on the name. We got to break that top 15.
That's right.
We have to.
But let me ask you. So, how did Miami shape who you are today? I mean, you're an Evans Scholar.
Yes, sir.
And tell us a little bit about the journey.
So, honestly, one of the biggest things in my life happened while I was a student in Miami of Ohio. I got sober 8.5 years ago in between my sophomore year and my junior year.
Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Congrats. And that's amazing.
It was, I mean, Miami's a phenomenal school.
It is.
Great education. Don't know how I got in, let alone got a full ride academic scholarship through the Western Golf Association. It didn't make sense to me, but I was incredibly grateful for it. But I went to Miami. I learned a lot those first 2 years, obviously through trial and tribulation and making mistakes and getting in trouble. And then I gave my life over to God, got sober, and the rest is history. And the way he's acted in my life has been beautiful. And yeah, because of Miami and the Evans Scholarship, I had some to lose, and I decided to get sober. And
that's fantastic.
Kicked me in the line. Now I'm good.
Ah.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, the gratitude, and I see it in your heart, and that
Thank
is
you.
Just who you are.
Thank you.
And you know, that's the beautiful thing about what you're doing and how you're impacting lives. And at the CDGA, we talk about our tagline is promoting golf and changing lives.
Yes, sir.
And with what you've been able to do post-COVID, you have changed an inordinate amount of lives.
Thank you.
What are some of the things you say, you know what, I'm not here to brag, but some of the things I'm most proud about is blank. What would those be?
I mean, I would say one of the things I'm most proud about, and it's not just me, it's all the guys at Good Good, is we use our platform to express our faith and talk about the Lord.
Yeah.
And if just one person watching the video has grown closer to God and in their faith through our content, we've done our job. And that's one of the things I'm most proud of, is all of us are unapologetically open about our faith.
And
that's a massive thing. I'm sober. Matt Scharf and Brad Dahlke, both are also sober, do not drink. And we're very open about that as well. We've talked about our experiences with all that. And yeah, we go out and we play golf, but at the end of the day, the most important thing is, like, these shows. I love meeting the people that watch our stuff, and the human connection is the most important thing to me and what I enjoy most. Like, genuinely, a young man and his father just came up to me right there, like, sorry, we don't want to take your time. You have to get tired of this. I enjoy this more than golfing. I genuinely enjoy being at shows
that?
Like this. I enjoy this more than filming videos. This is the most fun part of the job to me, is meeting everybody and talking. And I'll gladly have a 10-15 minute conversation if they want to come up and talk about sports, talk about sobriety, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This is what I genuinely enjoy. I've always been sociable, so this is right in my wheelhouse. I love it.
Bubby from Good Good with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. So as a part of that too, when you see people walking around, whether you're at a golf tournament, whether you're at a golf course, whether you're just at the grocery store or something like that, and they've got that hat that just says good on it, what's like the first thing that kind of hits you inside?
The first thing that kind of hits me is, like, I just think back, like, the past 5.5 years, all the process, and not just that, all the people behind the scenes who have made this possible, because we just go out and make the content. We have a phenomenal business team behind the scenes, and it actually happened yesterday at the airport. My girlfriend and I were flying from Tampa to O'Hare, and we're at the front of the security line, and it's been like a 20-minute line. I see this young man walk in the back of the security line. He has a good hat on.
Yeah.
I can't say anything. We're in line to security.
Right.
So I'm kind of hoping he sees me and waves, but he never did. But it's those cool things of, like, we work so hard with this vision of seeing it out in nature, per se.
Yeah.
And it's finally coming true because of tens and tens of people behind the scenes who have worked just as hard as we have. And I know it's a really cool full circle moment, and it just makes me proud.
Well, especially like here too, when you're walking around. I mean, I've seen a bunch, man. There's a young kid right there who's got one.
He's got one right
like,
there.
I mean, there's so many people here, and to see it in like your hometown, your home area, yes, and you're walking around and they're everywhere. It's got to be a pretty rewarding feeling for you.
It's an absolute blessing, and obviously the hometown is one of the most important things to me. We've had three live events in Chicago. One of them was at the Splains. Yep. The other one was up at Bittersweet up in Gurnee. And then the coolest one, we just had the Kingdom Mountain event live on NBC Golf Channel with Mountain Dew at Kemper Lakes Golf Club.
Oh, yeah?
Club,
okay.
Where I caddied for 7 years and got my scholarship out of.
Okay.
And it's like, damn, I used to get here at like 5:36 in the morning with a caddy 10, 12 years ago. Yep. And now I'm blessed enough to have an event of my own company here and have over 2,500, 3,000 people buy tickets to come watch us golf. And honestly, I just feel it's the Lord acting through my life, and I'm incredibly grateful for all the blessings and the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, a true story, the first day we met was when you were at Bittersweet. We met back in the maintenance barn, right?
Yes, sir.
So we were doing the show on a Saturday, and somebody showed me the text that you were having a meetup. And I was like, man, I'm only 25 minutes. I'm going to go up, say hello. And,
yes, sir.
And I'm sitting around, and nobody's there. Like, I was a couple hours early. Then all of a sudden, they started coming. And I want to tell you, there had to have been 1,500 people, easy. The parking lot was jammed. They were parking at an elementary school down
Everybody
the street.
Was, yes, sir.
And the commitment to you, your brand, and your message by the followers is absolutely incredible. And as such, you're bringing a younger crowd to this golf show that we haven't seen literally ever.
Really?
So thank you.
Well, yes, sir. happy to. I'm very grateful they watch the content. And like I said, we try our best. We are grown men. We try our best to keep the content family friendly. So like a father can go throw on Good Good with his son at home while they're watching dinner or whatever it is. And they can trust the content's going to be clean and family friendly. So yeah, it's a blessing. We've been given this platform where we're able to go to the game. Like I said, I got the Chick Evans scholarship because of this game. This game's completely changed my life, and it can do a lot for others as well.
But the thing that makes you shake your head the most going, here we are, February 28th, 2026, COVID, we were in some dark days.
Mm-hmm.
What is the thing you shake your head at going, okay, this is all great, but I can't even believe this. Is it the PGA Tour sponsorship? I mean, something's got to be blowing you away.
The biggest news I've gotten, and it was the morning of or a few days before our event in September at Kemper Lakes Golf Club, I got news that we actually signed the dotted line for our PGA Tour event in November at Austin. And that was one where I didn't even know what to think. Like, that's a pinnacle. I don't know what else we could do above that. It was just pure elation when I got that news. We've gotten to meet some incredible people, and that's kind of the coolest thing. I've been very blessed to get to meet some amazing people who obviously everybody just holds up on a massive pedestal. And the coolest thing about it is every single person I've met who's the celebrity or whatever it is, they're just normal people. That's like my favorite thing. They're just normal people that like to play video games, they like to fish, like to go to the gym, they like to do this. And I don't know, I've just been very blessed, and I've gotten a lot of cool opportunities. And I would say the PGA Tour event definitely for this year, and Big Break coming back.
Oh, yeah.
As well. Those are my two things where I kind of took a step back, and I'm like, wow, like, thank you, Lord. These are a lot of blessings, and we're going to take them very seriously and work diligently to do the best we can with them. Okay. Yes, sir.
Bubby from Good Good with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. So you've been able to go all over the world, a lot of great golf courses, play a lot of great golf courses, and then you've played a lot of great places here in the state of Illinois. What's your favorite in Illinois? And then what's your favorite the rest of the world that you've been a part of?
Favorite in Illinois. So I could either go with like nostalgia or I could go with what I genuinely
Give me
think.
One of both.
Yeah, give us a little hybrid.
When it comes down to nostalgia. Oh, somebody must have made it.
Yeah.
Nostalgia, I would say it would have to be Palatine Hills Golf Club and Stonehenge Golf Club in Barrington. That's where I really first played with my dad and my grandpa. Favorite course in Illinois? I mean, we've had such good times out there at Olympia Fields.
Yeah.
We filmed some great content out there. Medina's obviously just stunning. I know I'm missing some. Chicago Highlands, beautiful. That's the thing people don't realize, and genuinely a lot of people I talk to know, Chicago is the greatest golf city in America. We have some of the best courses in the world.
It feels like a hidden gem because it is, I mean, you think about Chicago, it's like, oh, it's nice for 3 months out of the year.
But then you see the Rolodex of courses they have, and it's like, wow. And then favorite course overall that I've ever seen, ever played, and this was before Good Good when I was doing trick shot shows and live events and stuff, the Golf Club of Tennessee in Kingston Springs, Tennessee. Okay. It's a Donald Ross design, and, dude, it's like one of those pieces of property you pull up to and it's just kind of emotional.
Yeah.
It's almost like he took the land that God gave him and he didn't touch any of it, and it's in like the rolling hills of Tennessee and the cliffs, and he placed each hole in a valley, and it's just like something I've never seen before.
Yeah.
It's stunning.
That's
so
awesome.
So, Bubby, you, years ago, we've looked you up. You were a CDGA member.
Yes.
What is your current index for the world to understand? What do you currently What are you currently carrying?
Okay.
And what's the lowest round you've shot, and is it a course record?
So my current index right now, so I honestly haven't put a score in about 10 or 11 months. But when I was putting scores in, I was down to like a 4.2, 4.3.
Okay.
Right around there. So a 4 handicapper. I can hit it far, but I ain't that good.
Oh, you're better than you think. Come on.
The lowest score I had, we'll go on video. Lowest score in Good Good was 76 out there at Payne's Valley. I was happy with that one.
There you go.
18 holes, legit course, playing it, 76, four over.
So who do you think is the best player amongst your crew?
Oh, I mean, Brad Dahlke and Sean Walsh are phenomenal players. And I think overall in the whole YouTube golf world, it's Brad Dahlke. He is hands down the most talented golfer I've ever seen. And even pros we play with are like, yeah, this kid's got it. He's good enough.
Then what keeps him from joining Doug Gim, Scottie Scheffler, and the rest of them? What's the little difference?
So when they won, they actually won at Rich Harvest Farms, a national championship with OU.
Okay.
They won at Rich Harvest Farms, and he didn't hit driver all week. He only hit 3 woods off the tee.
Is that right?
Only hit 3 woods off the tee, and they won a national championship. He got the driver yips for a little bit, and it was about the two and a half years coming out, and I mean, his whole life's been golf, and all of a sudden he's struggling on the APT tour and this event and that event, and the driver was just, he was losing too many shots off the tee. And then he left the company he was with, came with Callaway, and he just fell in love with the Callaway product. And he started, I think the only person in the world who might drive the golf ball better than Brad Dahlke is Rory. I don't think there's a better. Genuinely, if
now
you could.
That is a statement.
If you could look at YouTube videos and look at shots gained off the tee, I think Brad's shots gained would be similar to Rory. He hits the ball 325, 330, 189, 190 ball speed with this little 5 yard fade. And there's tour pros that pay millions of dollars for that shot. And I would have to say, Brad can do it. He's got the wedges, he can putt, he's been there before in those big moments. It's also just, too, he's having so much fun. You don't have to make cuts with YouTube golf. You're guaranteed a paycheck. And it's like, why leave
why
that?
Why do it?
So we've talked about it many a times. He knows he can still do it. And if the opportunity presents itself, maybe in the form of a sponsor's exemption to the Giga Championship, he will play. But obviously, he's not going to go grind to try and get a card. He'll look for sponsor's exemptions, which he's earned. He's worked very diligently at content. And yeah, I want to see him do it. And I told him, too, I caddied for him in the longest day in golf, U.S. Open qualifying one time. I'd love to be on the bag for Brad.
I get that. It's got to be a ball.
It's so much
just
fun.
Just to watch you two just work.
It's so much fun. It's a great time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Bubby from Good Good with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. So YouTube golf is really kind of in its infancy, especially when you take into account like how long the sport's been around. How have you seen the I don't want to say like prior golf world, but you know what I'm talking about, like the traditional golf world embracing the YouTube golf world.
Yeah, so I think that's another awesome thing with the PGA Tour event we have. It's a perfect mesh and mix of like you have this new school golf media with the most traditional kind of form of golf media you have, that being the PGA Tour. And it's cool. Like, I'm sure maybe I'll walk around here someday today and you'll see some people who are 50-plus with good hats.
Yeah.
They enjoy watching it, and I think that's the coolest thing ever is I love talking to, per se, the older demographic who watches our stuff and kind of getting their understanding of what they enjoy about it. And, dude, it's kind of funny. Like, sometimes I'll walk up, this dude could be 55 or 60 years old. He could be 70 years old, and I've had guys be like, dude, I just love Scharf. Scharf cracks me up. And it's like, wow, I get it. Like, everybody's got a good sense of humor. And, I would say, I mean, traditional golf media has been, honestly, pretty open and inviting. There hasn't been a whole lot of friction or anything. Obviously, we have a tour event now. The PGA Tour is starting to embrace it and see where the new wave of golf media is going. And you also just have so many amazing people in the YouTube space who work so hard and make great content. And now there's hundreds of creators in the golf space. And I'll be the first to say it. I'm lucky I got into it in 2019.
Yeah.
it was a much more open path for me to just do trick shots and figure that all out. But there's some... I mean, Jason Day's getting into it with the lads and everything, and they're amazing guys. Yeah, it's a traditional golf's great. They've been just worked with us. I'm excited to see what we can do, and hopefully just keep growing the game.
Well, and speaking of the future, if you look into the crystal ball, where do you see this brand and with what's going on 5 to 10 years from now?
We golf for good.
Good, but Bubby, with it, like, okay, you're the driver, you're the stir that... Or the straw that stirs the drink. So
yes, sir.
Like, where are we taking this brand, I guess, is more the question.
We've been so blessed to keep building out an amazing team. Like, we have Jack here. He's an employee we got. Great guy. 6'7". He's security today.
I'll tell you what.
He's a big kid.
He looks friendly, though. Looks very friendly.
He does look friendly, but I'll tell you what. If I drop back a couple of steps as a quarterback, I wouldn't want him.
Oh, no, you don't want him.
A lot of my blind side.
You'd want him protecting you, though.
Yes, I would. Left tackle, please.
But, yeah, I mean... And it's cool, too, because we've been doing this for 5.5 years. So now these kids that were 14 or 15 when they started to watch Good Good are kind of growing up with us, and they're now in college and everything like that. So I think we'll keep growing with kind of the generation we got into golf and started with. And, I mean, also content just across the digital frame is growing so much, too, the way people consume. Dude, I got to tell you one thing. Like, the biggest thing I learned from sobriety is me, I'm a day-by-day guy. I don't look in 5-year, 10-year chunks. I've got my job to do today. That's what I focus on. I've got my job to do tomorrow. That's what I focus on. God willing, in 5 to 10 years, if I can reap the fruits of my labor and reap the rewards of it, I will. I focus on what I'm doing now, work diligently at it, do it with good intentions, and 5 to 10 years, I'm sure it'll all work out. That's kind of how I look at it. Maybe I hope we still have our PGA Tour event. I hope we have more PGA Tour players sponsored. And then I just really hope we keep growing the game, getting people into golf, because it works wonders in my life.
Just keep doing the next right thing.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
I love
exactly.
it. Exactly.
Bubby, appreciate the time, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Great to get to know you here, and thanks for spreading your message and everything, and look forward to seeing a lot more of your content
down
the road.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Bubby, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you.
Bubby,
if you stick around, the two of you, right after we go off the air, you both are going to roll putts on the longest putt. If you make it, it's $10,000, with half the money going to the CDGA Foundation. The other half either goes to you or a charity of your choice.
I will be giving it to the Folds of Honor.
There you go. And we have scholarships with them. That would be a perfect fit. We have 5 scholarships with the Folds of Honor.
I love
that. Yes, we do. We're all about veterans.
I'll wait right here then.
Yeah,
we can head
please
over there.
Do.
Yes, sir.
All right. We got Kim Robinson who wants to say hello to you.
I know. I
got to
see him. Family
you
got to
see him.
Yes, sir.
We signed him on. He's our new right-hand guy with the CDGA.
I love it. Thank you.
Bubby from Good Good joining us here in the Jersey Mike's hot seat. All right, when we come back, we'll continue to tell you what's going on out here at the Chicago Golf Show. That's all coming up next, and we'll talk with Joey Chitwood from the President's Cup, get you everything that you need to know about Medina coming up at 10:30. It's the CDGA Golf Show live in Rosemont.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Tullamore Golf Resort, up North Michigan Golf without the drive. Tullamore's seated right over there inside the CBGA Town Square.
Mr. Matt Golden has come down from Tullamore with Gary and the rest of the crew. We are so grateful for the partnership we have with Tullamore. And they are, if you've never been, you got to go up to Michigan and play there, because it is, you get away, and when you're playing the Tullamore course itself, it gets so quiet out there, it's almost deafening. And for somebody that lives in this city and the hustle bustle, it is, a trip I look forward to every August when we go play the Tullymore Cup.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring a whole host of CDGA members. And we already started our recruiting process, and we've already got a few players identified through the golf show. So we're going to take a team this year that is going to take down the Golf Association of Michigan on their own turf.
That's a nice thing too about this show, is you think it's, oh, it's just product and stuff like that. It's trips, it's memberships, it's golf simulator stuff. There's like the Big Moss for all the putting greens. I mean, you can find anything that you want here. You may be planning your next trip.
That's right.
As a result of coming out here.
And if you are thinking about trying to get away, you can come here and almost let these people do all the planning for you, because that's what they do. And what a show like this provides us is access. Access as to how to get the dates, the times, so that you can customize a trip that is specific for your group and the type of group and type of atmosphere you want to create. And so what we have seen is that not only is it traveling, but they are going so far the extra mile to make sure that when you do come here, you want to come back. So if you're interested in investigating new places to go, the golf show is a great place to do some research for sure.
What are some of the, what would you say are like some of the hidden gems trip-wise people should be looking into, trying to check out and all that stuff?
Oh, I would tell you the Alabama for sure.
That's what I've heard too.
The Trent Jones trail or whatever they call that. And they're, I think it's called Let's Golf Alabama. They're just a couple of aisles over. I'm telling you, there are so many cool hidden gems. There's another one that was just over in Indiana in DeMott. There are a bunch of little hidden gems, because what's happened since COVID with the boom, people are starting to invest in their own properties, making them better. So golf courses that were considered a goat track or a ranch are now amazing. So there's a lot of new cool stuff that's coming out. And, I think just golf is only going to get better. The equipment is getting better. Agronomy is getting better, so all of our experiences are getting that much richer.
Yep. All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Joey Chitwood, talk all things about the President's Cup coming to Medina this fall. Looking forward to that and having a big-time golf event back in this city and the surrounding area. So we'll talk to Joey about that when we come back. It's the CDGA Golf Show live at the Chicago Golf Show. And this segment brought to you by Tullamore Golf Resort.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Live at the Chicago Golf Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, it's the CDGA Golf Show. Tyler Rocky alongside Mike Gilligan, and they're rolling putts right in time for Joey Chitwood.
Yeah, baby.
The executive director for the President's Cup at Medina, 2026 President's Cup coming this September. Join us here on the Jersey Mike's Hot Seat. Joey, thanks so much for taking some time with us. I'm sure it's been a heck of a year for you so far.
It has, and I was telling somebody earlier, we've been here so long, about 2.5 years in terms of preparation for it, knowing that with its Medina, Chicago, this would be our biggest President's Cup, and it seems more real now that we're in the year that we're going to have it. You know, talking to somebody about the President's Cup 2 years ago, great, awesome, talk to me later. Well, now I'm looking at build schedules. We're going to get people out on property on April 6th to start constructing all of the venues. And think about that, April 6th all the way to September. That's how big the property is and what we're going to build. So it's definitely a great way to kick off the golf season, being here at the golf show. A lot of energy out there, a lot of people making those putts. But more importantly, we are 6 months and 3 weeks away. Not that I'm counting, but I am counting to the event.
How many days is that?
That's next. I'll get the minutes and seconds too. But I'm excited, and I love seeing the golf rankings as well.
Yeah.
You know, now we can see where Hideki is or where Scheffler is. And, well, we know Scheffler's always going to be at the top, but we can see who's rounding out the top six that make the team. But again, I love the fact it's happening. People are talking about it, working through some other opportunities for our captains to visit us again, you know, Jeff Ogilvie and Brent Snedeker. But I couldn't be more pleased with where we are. Doesn't mean we slow down. We got to keep trugging along and make sure we're well prepared for everything, but I think we're going to have a really good year.
Well, you know, Joey, Chicago, as you have experienced, is rich in golf. We have a lot of great golf courses. We have hosted a lot of majors. We've hosted the Ryder Cup. But this is the one event Chicago had never hosted before. Why Medina of all places?
You know, what a great question. It's interesting when you look around at all these championship courses, and it's really about membership and how they want their course and their brand to be displayed. There are so many what I'll call championship courses in Chicago that are very discreet.
Yep.
And want to remain discreet, and good for them.
Yes.
That's okay. But when you look at Medina's pedigree, it is truly a championship pedigree. And they've hosted PGA Championships, U.S. Opens, the Ryder Cup. That's kind of who they are. That's part of their brand. And so for them to add the President's Cup is exactly what they wanted to be. And with this new course renovation, it's a great moment in time to showcase it publicly, not just to all those great golf fans across the U.S., but to over 200 countries, 23 different languages with our broadcast partners. So I think Medina, this is kind of who they are. This is what they want to be. They want to be in the spotlight. They want to put on championship events. And I appreciate and respect they have a brand, and they're following what that brand is. I also respect the phenomenal golf courses in Chicago that choose to be a little bit more discreet and kind of do their own thing. And
right.
And I will tell you, the thing that has impressed me most, or impressed is not the right word, I don't believe that the Chicago golf ecosystem gets enough credit for not just the championship courses, but all those other phenomenal courses out there, not even counting the other states around us. I mean, I just think Chicago's got so much in the golf world. Look at what CDGA does in terms of the industry and the membership base. Look at this golf show. I know it'd be tough to rank all of the regions and other cities around here, but I would tell you, how does Chicago not rank near the top, if not the top?
Joey Chitwood, Executive Director for the President's Cup being held at Medina. You brought up you get to showcase the redesign. You guys are kind of the first people that get to showcase that redesign to the world. We've obviously seen Medina under the spotlight of all those big tournaments that you mentioned beforehand as well, but what excites you most about getting to put this redesigned course on display to the rest of the world?
You know, I actually had a chance to come up and have done multiple guy trips to Chicago on my own. And you reach, you connect, you find your people. Can I get on this course? And I played Medina back in 2019, I think, give or take. Might have been 2018. And I remember how difficult it was. And I just remember it was long, tight par fours. I think I felt like I hit a driver 5-wood every par 4. And if not, it was a wedge to get out from behind a tree because the fairways are so tight. And so getting to see this redesign, and by the way, when I showed up 2 years ago, it was all dirt. There wasn't a blade of grass out there. So I was a little bit suspect as to, hey,
where's the golf course?
What's going on? Are we going to see this anytime soon? I'd like to know what's happening. But when it came in and we got to go out there and really see it and match up our schematics and where we were building with the course, you realize what Jeff Ogilvie and OCM did is they created a course that is still going to be a heck of a test for those professional golfers. But now it offers us amateurs and the members a chance to maybe have a little bit more fun with it. It's not all long, tight par fours. There's a lot of variability, some great par threes, long, middle, short. Really a couple interesting par fours, which are some great risk-reward holes. The fact they blew up their 17th, that famous par three in which Ian Poulter stuck the dagger in the American heart in 2012, to a cape hole, a par four, I mean, that's a bold move.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I applaud them for thinking that way. So I think for us, probably the coolest thing is we signed our deal with Medina. It wasn't a contingent on them redoing the course. They choose to do that on their own after the fact. Now, we had to do some extra work to rebuild our hospitality plan because we built everything off the old design. So,
wow.
I appreciate they're really thinking about their future, their stature, their investment, and what a great moment in time for it to be showcased in this global sporting event. And I think it is going to provide a fantastic challenge from a match play perspective. I mean, some of those holes out there, and you know, for the record, and I always have to say this, we are going to reroute the course. We're going to change the way we play the course. And, you know, in typical stroke play and how golf courses are designed, we know that the last three holes are usually the best challenge. You've got to hold on if you want to win.
That's right.
And so for us, Our statistics show that about 40% of the matches never make it to 17.
Right.
So you don't want to not have the best holes in the redesign or on any course, not in the match play. So we're actually going to have 16, 17, and 18 of Medina play as 12, 13, and 14. The heart of the matches could decide it one way or the other. And again, they're all great holes, but how having that lake involved in that
right,
nice cape,
yeah.
Cape hole, then another par three over the lake, then the tee shot over the lake back towards the par five, towards the flagpole, which will be a very long, challenging par four for those guys. I just think we've got a great course set up now with the holes in the right locations. But I think we're going to have fun. What I like, too, is there's no history on it now. So
yeah,
both teams, nobody really knows how it's going to play in tournament conditions. Yeah, they could come out here in May and play it, but that's not what it's going to be like in September. So the fact there is no, we've been playing this course for 30 years. We know every nuance to it. I like that the players are going to have to kind of go with it a little bit, and I think that'll make for a fun competition as well.
100%. And, you know, when it's all said and done, we have been talking about how the President's Cup just doesn't come into town, play golf, and leave. You guys leave a footprint, and you left an indelible one Thursday night with us. And I want to, again, just thank you for the $25,000 matching gift to a night that we raised all kinds of money in such a great fashion. And it was all done so by your generous heart coming back from the President's Cup, from you, the PGA Tour. Like, tell us, what are some of the other initiatives that you, the President's Cup, and the Tour are going to do to our community before you leave?
Yeah, Mike, thank you. But I do have to compliment CDGA. You guys, with your Sunshine programs, made it so easy for us because they identify with a lot of the pillars that we stand for. And so when we sat down and really learned more about their foundation and what you do, it was like, okay, about 10 minutes later, let's do this. Let's do this. And it's just so appreciative that you guys are already doing such great work in the community that we get to amplify it. And I love the fact that we created the matching opportunity, and great to see some others on the stage jump in and donate right then and there. And so for us, you know, we want to make sure that people live better lives in the community after we've hosted an event. It's a core element of the PGA Tour. Late last year, we got to do some things in the community, whether it was the First Tee organization. You know, obviously that's near and dear to the PGA Tour's heart since we 100%. Helped create it way back in the day. Mental health is a huge element in professional sports and golf specifically.
Yes, sir.
We had a chance to support the DuPage Crisis Recovery Center, first of its kind venue that can treat both adults and children. And a great opportunity. You know, one of the big things about mental health is in some communities, how do you get these folks the help, or what's the right place to go to determine the help? And so this recovery center is the place to bring someone who's having a crisis or a challenge, and they determine what the next step in the process is. And it helps with some of the burden that's put on law enforcement of not being able to make that decision. So, again, we've got a couple other initiatives that we look at, you know, but it's all about providing younger people life skills. We want them to be successful. It's trying to make sure people live better lives, and we want to really spread it out as much as we can. But, again, I've got to compliment you guys because it was such an easy conversation because your initiatives fit so well with how we see the world. And so more to come on that. But, I mean, when you think about it, yes, we're going to have just an awesome sporting event. And USA versus the world, I mean, how can you not get fired up?
Yep.
But the fact that we can talk about making a difference in the community as well, I think that's what a cool part of the PGA Tour is. And I know that a lot of professional athletes have their foundations, a lot of teams do, but it is more of a central plank to what we do. It's more visible, I think, in how we build our tournaments. Some of our tournaments on the tour are actually run by the foundation in that community. I was one of those. I was with the Arnold Palmer Group. And so it was the Arnold and Winnie Palmer Foundation that was actually the tournament signatory. And so it was the foundation running it. And you don't see that a lot in terms of professional sports. But, again, I'm just excited. It's well worth the wait. But I'd love for it to be tomorrow. Let's go. I mean, this thing is going to be awesome. And, I think I'd ask you guys this question. You know, I love watching a stroke play. But you really don't get that fired up until that Sunday when you start to see where it's shaking out, who's got to make a move, who's got to hold on. I love the intensity of the first shot on Thursday.
Oh, like, 100%.
Like, I love the fact that like every shot can change the match or put pressure on the opposing team. I just, there's something about it where Thursday at a golf event for stroke play is great. You get to see your favorite players, but it's not the same as match play
right.
when it could determine if you win or lose that hole. And I think the numbers are, you know, the first team to win a hole, like have a 62% chance to win the match or something like that.
And to that point, I heard you telling a story yesterday about how you're going to change the fifth hole to be the first hole. And for those who remember, in play course three, it's a par five for us mere mortals. But what you're going to do is ingenious. You're going to turn it into the most wicked long par four, and it's going to be a volatile first hole.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're going to have the crowd chanting, raising heck, really getting after it. I mean, we're going to have the opening ceremonies. We will at some point announce a phenomenal national anthem singer for Thursday, truly a Chicago anthem singer. There might be a flyover. There's going to be all sorts of things. So, emotion's going to be running high. And what happens when you have a golf club in your hand and emotions run high, man, there's a chance it goes right or goes left. Now, if you get it down the middle, then you've got that intestinal fortitude that makes you a great golfer. But we love that setting that we're going to give you all you want on the first hole. And, again, you know, having been in Montreal and having been at Charlotte for the President's Cup when I was with Arnold Palmer, there is something special about match play. Athletes at the highest level performing under such pressure, but playing for more than themselves, playing for their team, playing for their teammates. I just love that part of it, and I don't think there's anything better.
Joey Chitwood with us here, executive director for the 2026 President's Cup. So something that I'm sure you're very familiar with is Chicago golf fans are starving for big-time golf here. It felt like every single year you could bank on there was going to be a BMW championship here, and then all of a sudden that goes away. There's been some spots with LIV showing up here. But to have the President's Cup here in Chicago, what does that mean to you in terms of attracting the Chicago golf fan and kind of scratching that itch that I think a lot of fans are feeling?
Yeah, I think it proves the point in terms of what this market is like. I think this is a market that supports sports. Period, end of story.
Yep.
Whether it's golf, football, whether you win, you lose, doesn't matter.
They're going head-to-head with the Bears that week, by the way.
Well, fingers crossed they might have an away game. I don't know. I can't pull any strings.
But, boy, really?
You know, if they were to have an away game, then my prayers would be answered because it is fun, actually, to see the Bears make the playoffs and having attended a couple games. So I have to tell you, that energy is palpable. But I just think it validates what this market means for sports across the country. There's a passionate fan base here. No matter what the sport is, they're going to come out in droves and celebrate and enjoy it. And I will tell you, from the standpoint of hosting a large event with a lot of people, we are so pleased with, you know, the community, the transportation opportunities, the metro. We can craft a really good plan that I think fans are going to really not even think twice about what it takes to actually physically get to the event and enjoy it. And so that's another element to it. There are some locations where, man, transportation can be a little bit tough.
Yeah.
But where Medina is located in the west suburbs and those great interstates, and we found some appropriate parking lots and public transit, I feel really good. I think one of the things for us to be here and just to kick off the season with the golf show and all the attendees here, I mean, I hope that every single one that I'm seeing walk through is going to join us at the event. And because I can see the energy right here. They're grabbing their clubs. They're grabbing their golf balls. They want to be golfing today. And if the weather were a little better, we would. But for all the attendees that actually come to the Chicago Golf Show, we actually even created a special offer for them. And so it's a buy three, get one free. So right now, if you go online and with QR codes here, you scan, you can actually buy three grounds admissions, pick whatever day you want, and you get a free ticket to go with it. We also extended that to the Captain's Club, which, by the way, the Captain's Club is a double-decker structure.
Wow.
It'll be between, and I'm going to use my routing, so President's Cup routing, holes 3, 4, and 5. You'll be in between three holes of golf. It's a double-decker structure, and by the way, included in the purchase is beer and seltzer. So you can buy your own food, but I've not seen anybody turn down a free adult beverage at a sporting event. And the Captain's Club with a double-decker, and one of the holes is a par 5 and then two par 4s. It is a fantastic venue to amp up the energy. And the one thing I would say, we've seen some behavior at some other sporting events. It's a little bit concerning. But I think from the standpoint of the president's cup, what we've seen in terms of U.S. versus international, yes, there's passion behind it, and yes, there's some fun stuff, but they know where the line is. And
yes,
we see some of our players on the international team, some of the Asian players, being a little bit more demonstrative, which is great to see, but doing it with good style.
Yeah.
You know, doing it in a way that we appreciate, we have fun with, and we don't take it over the line. And I expect the same of these great Chicago fans. They know you come out and you raucous and you have fun, but we're celebrating the competition as much as we are who wins or who loses.
And it's still a gentleman's sport at that. And I think our fans are of the best when it comes to that kind of thing. But you said something just earlier that, you know, reminded me of something. The Ryder Cup and the President's Cup are spectated completely different than a stroke play in terms of the behavior to how to get to the event. Because unlike a stroke play event where they're teeing off all day, you could say, well, let's go out around 10 and catch them there. If you come out around 10, you've probably missed half of the matches. I mean, so it's like a football game. So what are you doing to use the various modes of transportation? Have you figured out the parking? And how much will the Medina train station come into play?
So we'll factor all those into our plan. But what we do is we go out to the market and we find parking lots. And we find them very close to the venue because we create a massive busing system. And we've actually secured three properties literally across the street from Medina that will serve as drop-offs and entrances.
Oh, wow.
And the one thing that we'll do is we're going to have more than one entrance. And the key is we want to balance load the property. And things can get a little difficult if you're just using one in and out. And that's a tough one. So for us, the fact that we've secured three properties really across the street and a phenomenal amount of parking spaces in and around the community, and then we'll balance it all out. We know also we've got to provide the appropriate rideshare opportunities because the world has changed, and the world has changed since 2012 in terms of how people use Uber and Lyft. And so we factor that into our plan a lot. And then from the metro station, it's literally catty corner from the northwest part of the Medina property. So I expect, and if I'll be honest with you guys, I sneak down and maybe catch a Bulls game, or I've gone to Wrigley, or I've gone to Soldier. And I'm mass transit, baby.
Yeah.
Like I am, oh, yeah. I am Metro. I love it.
That's
and
wild.
Now, coming from Florida, you know, I don't get those opportunities. And I want to go to the game, enjoy it, maybe have a good old Anheuser-Busch. They're one of our partners, by the way. Or maybe a Buffalo Trace if the game's going really well. Again, another partner. But and getting on that mass transit and heading home is fantastic. I think that's actually part of what makes sporting events here so much more fun, where that you know, getting in your car and sitting in traffic for 30 to 40 minutes can be a bit of a downer. But we are going to factor all those elements in. And to your point, look, there's five matches on Thursday, five on Friday, eight on Saturday, and 12 on Sunday. And so it is a herd that follows them. You know, in a typical 144 players in a regular PGA Tour event, you can go camp out on a par three and you're going to see 144 players come through.
Right.
No, you want to be on the first tee or the second. Watch the five go through. Get up to six or seven. Watch the five go through. You got to really plan it to make sure you can see it. Or you want to fight the crowd and you want to follow Scotty. Go for it and do it. But it's kind of that herd that just follows around these matches. And so I would not recommend just showing up on the later side and you'll grab it. You definitely want to be there. And by the way, the energy on the first tee, the build-up, I mean, you want to soak that in, and the
100%.
USA chants and all the other elements. And we'll have some fun with our audiovisual, and we play to the crowd and play some rock and music and big video boards. And the one thing I would say to you guys is this, for us, we want people to know this is a Chicago President's Cup. Yes, it's a President's Cup. The form is how we plan it, how we designate the teams, USA for International. But you will get the Chicago vibe on that first tee. And that's a key element of it. And there's so many great things from Chicago sports we can tap into. But stay tuned. From an anthem singer to some other elements, you'll walk away knowing this was a Chicago President's Cup.
That's tremendous. All right, Joey, best of luck with you. I'm sure that October sleep's going to be the best that you ever get. And looking forward to being out there at Medina this upcoming fall.
Thanks, guys. Six
Joey,
months, three
thank
weeks.
You.
Good to see you.
Look forward to living the rest of this year with you and seeing what happens at the end of September.
Can't wait. We'll survive.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Joey Chitwood with us here, the executive director for the President's Cup. All right, when we come back, we will quickly go around the CDGA. This is the CDGA Golf Show.
This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
This segment brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. It is the CDGA Golf Show, Tyler Rocky and Mike Gilligan, every single Saturday morning with you, 9 to 11 a.m. Thank you to Aiden O'Connor here on site with us at the Chicago Golf Show, and thanks to Mario Heron back at the shop for holding things down and making everything sound good. All right, at this point of the show, every single week, we go around the CDGA, and right now we're living it, man.
We are. Around the CDGA, it's right where we are today. Come on out, folks. It is the best place to be. It's the largest exhibitor floor they've ever had in their whole history of doing the show. We're expected to break all kinds of attendance records. We're having fun. This is the place to be. We'll be going till 6 o'clock here today. We'll open up again tomorrow at 9, and we shut her down at 4, and then we root for good weather.
Yep, then before you know it, it will be. I saw some 60s in the forecast next week. I know there's supposed to be some rain, too, so that's not ideal. Maybe some of that phases itself out between now and the end of the week. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Peggy and Dion will be live here as well, coming on up after us. So that's coming up in 2 minutes. It's Peggy and Dion. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to everyone for stopping by and saying hi to us here at the CDGA Golf Show, at the Chicago Golf Show. And if you haven't been out here, come on out here, because you'll have a great time.
Yeah, and you're putting for $10,000 here in about 4 minutes, son, and I need you to make it.
I'll do my best. I will do my best. All right, Peggy and Dion coming up in 2 minutes.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.